stories of Rome.
The Pantheon here was built by the Emperor Hadrian in the 2nd century AD, and its dome is still one of the largest concrete domes in the world. It's 50 yards across, and the concrete is up to 20 feet thick. The word concrete comes from the Latin concretus, meaning grown together or hardened. Roman concrete was a mixture of sand, powdered limestone, and stone rubble, pretty well what it is today. To construct arches and vaults, the Romans also developed a lighter mix, and the higher they went, the lighter they made the concrete. In this way, they could roof over much larger areas than would be possible with stone. One of the problems with concrete is that even after it's hardened, it still absorbs water. So the Romans added a mix of volcanic cinders and clay called pozzolana. Pozzolana reacts with the lime in the mortar and sets quickly. Most important of all, it's resistant to water. The Romans had invented damp-proof concrete, and they used it for the foundation of buildings like the Pantheon, for lining reservoirs, and for constructing harbors. Concrete allowed the Romans to build big and fast, and thus impose their authority on tribes still living in simple structures of wood or mud. Concrete may well have been one of the secret weapons of the Roman Empire.